His having come, we can look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments containing ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. And now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. We see that before, God had an earthly sanctuary. But the time came when the Lord Jesus came, and that which was earthly was set aside. Because those God's earthly people rejected he whom was the temple of God on earth. All that was in the sanctuary pointed to the Lord Jesus. But when he came, they rejected him totally. And we see that in his death, now, God has established a new people. Not Israel and the nation. God had established, taking out of Israel and the nation, one people for his name. And that people, we see, is built up into a holy temple. Where does God now dwell? Not in temple made with hands. Where's his sanctuary? Not in the old arrangement, but his temple is the believers together. We're built up into a holy temple for the habitation of God. And the Lord Jesus, we are in him. The Holy Spirit has brought us into union with Christ, and therefore we are seated in Christ, in the heavenlies, in Christ. And so, God dwells there. In Matthew 18 and 20, we have, where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst. It is where Christ is. That is where God's sanctuary is. The Lord Jesus, and where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them. And so we have a heavenly sanctuary. Amen. No more is it earthly, because the death of Christ has brought us into a new relationship with God. And therefore we are built up a temple, a holy habitation of God through the Spirit, and we worship in the heavens. First of all, we have in the heavenly sanctuary, what's the character of it? One, we worship in the heavenly. Ephesians 2 verse 6, we have that we are now a heavenly people. And we worship in spirit and according to truth. We have that in John's Gospel chapter 4 verse 24. We offer sacrifice of praise to God continually, which is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. We have that in Hebrews 13 and verse 15. There's no more the sacrifices which were offered in the old temple, but he requires now a new sacrifice, the sacrifice of praise. We do not hold a day. Then it was a Sabbath, which we had then, that it was a sign. The Sabbath was, we have it in Exodus 31, was a sign of the covenant. But now, there is no holding of a day. But we meet on the first day of the week because the apostles met on the first day of the week. We have that in Acts chapter 20 and verse 7. We also have in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 2, speaking of when you come together on the first day of the week. In Acts 20, we see that Paul had arrived there before the first day of the week, but he waited many days until the first day of the week, and the scripture says, when the disciples came together to break bread. And so, it is also the day in which the Lord was raised, and he appeared unto his own. And it seems that the apostles, they took on that day. Also in John, in Revelation, where John speaks of the Lord's day, I understand, I don't know Greek, but I understand that the word used there is the same word that's used for the first day of the week. And so it brings out the thought that the first day of the week was the one that the apostles met in. It is considered the Lord's day by them, and this is why we are following that example. But there are places where they don't meet on the first day of the week. So it is not a matter of holding a day, because the scripture tells us that there's no such thing anymore of holding a day. We have dietary laws in the old. In the new, what do we eat? In 1 Timothy 4 and verse 4, we are told that every creature of God is good. If we give thanks for it, then we eat it. As long as it's not poisonous. We wouldn't eat something poisonous. But it's just to say that there are no dietary laws as such. The only thing that the apostles said in Acts chapter 15, when there were those who from Israel who had gone and were trying to bring the believers again, the Gentile believers, under the yoke of the old covenant, the earthly covenant, they said, no, we will put no such thing on the believers. All they need to do is they should keep themselves from fornication and from things strangled and from blood. And so that's the only thing that we have in the New Testament about the dietary. Also, we don't have tithes. But does that mean we don't give? No. We should give more than when there were tithes. In 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 2, we're told that we should give as the Lord prospers us. Give as the Lord prospers us. Because as we give, the scripture tells us that he gives back to us more than we can give him. Give, good measure, shaken down, pressed together, running over, and with that same measure it will be meted out to us. And this is what this is our portion at this time, and this is in connection with the heavenly sanctuary. We have music, are musical instruments for God. In the old system, God had allowed them to use musical instruments for him. Today, when we play musical instruments, it's not for God. When we play it, it's for ourselves. It's for our enjoyment. When we play it in the gospel meeting, it's to attract people to come in. But it is not, we're not playing it for God, because God, he does not